Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
Website, ladies and gents, that's right, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great info. Also, pre-registering on the site is essential to taking part in all the great webinars and events that are going to come our way. Got plenty for the month of June, without question. Dow yesterday lost 134 at its close. And right now, futures up about 9 points or so. Jobs numbers and everything else. Lots happening with a debt ceiling vote late last night. Passes the first hurdle there. So all in all, lots of happening as we bring in Mr. Craig Ferentino, the great Craig James. Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville. Sir, how are you?
Yeah, Jay, good. I'm a little hit with a stun gun here in terms of this deal, but we'll talk about that in a second. I'll get your opinion as well. But, you know, the stocks fell yesterday despite the debt ceiling progress. So you're like, okay, we're going to get this passed. You know, it's going to happen, and not much action in the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the S&P 500. Really a mixed performance. The NASDAQ outperformed in the month of May, a sign that the investor, that means us, might be shifting, but you know, we've had such a good rally in just a few stocks on the NASDAQ. We're talking about the Nvidia, you're talking about the Microsoft, Apple, things like that. You've seen the commodities getting weaker today, costing more dollars to buy gold. So gold is coming down. We're also looking at treasury yields getting lower with around 3.6%. And we got some interesting news. There's now 10 million jobs open again. We were down to 9 million and change open jobs. The economic report shows that we're 10 million jobs, which is another big number there, because showing that we still need a lot of workers. So we're getting some key. Tomorrow's going to give us some news that we'll be looking at. U.S. construction spending. We'll also be getting U.S. unemployment and non-farm payrolls on Friday. We'll see what that looks like. We'll get some more news there. But there's not much to drive the markets, Jack. But this, of course, the deal is not over. This was the conversation du jour for the last 2 weeks. A lot of oxygen about it, and not a lot to show. The Senate still has to pass this deal. I don't know how this deal worked, Jay. I mean, if you're the Speaker of the House and you're Republican, this is in your bandwagon here, but how is it that you get like 175 or so Democrats vote for it and only 140 Republicans vote for it, and you're the Republican Speaker of the House? How does that work? It's very, very disappointing here for some people. Other people saying, hey, here's a deal where nobody's happy, which means it's a good deal. This is, you know, I have to say, Jay, I have this summer we're lucky. We have interns every summer at Craig James Financial Services in Millville. And I have three interns this summer. One's from University of Michigan, one is from Albany State, and the third is from Cornell. And I just looked at this deal, and they've been in my office now for a few weeks, and I'm going to say, these people are going to pay for it. You know, this is they're not all that aware of it, but that this is something that's going to hit them at some point in the future. And it's a damn shame, Jay. And hopefully you get all excited about these things, and somebody you bring on your show will talk about it. But that is very disappointing. We'll see if this gets to the Senate. We'll see how it goes from there.
Yeah, no. Listen, it's not a good deal. It really isn't. McCarthy had no choice. You know, he had to do some bargaining here. And you know, the thing is, he had to make himself in the position of being the speaker. He had to give himself the look of power and whatnot. This is a Band-Aid on a massive gash. This is only good for the next couple of years. You're talking about $32 trillion here, $32 trillion debt. We're going to raise that even more, so another $4 trillion to borrow. I don't like it. And, you know, it comes down to this. The reckless spending of it all has gotten us all into the position that we're in right now. And it's not going to get any better, I'll tell you that much. Not going to get any better, Craig. So, not a great deal, but I understand McCarthy had to do something here.
Yeah. Let's talk positive. So, Jay, we have a way. I was just thinking, you know, people are getting their college bills in order. If your kids go to college, the bill should be coming out now. It's June 1st. And if you see next semester or next year's tuition bill, if there is a way, though, for some people, if they want to put up to $10,000, pay their bill, but get that as a New York State tax deduction. That's an important fact. Don't you think, Jay? They should call my office, 631-393-2888, and we'll walk them through there. There is a strategy that does that, up to $10,000 of the tuition payment for next year. Tuition, room, books, all that can be deducted on New York State taxes if you haven't done that. And that's for a married couple. So that's important. This is the time of the year that these things are happening, and people stressing about it. I have three kids in college, so I know. But there is a way to do this, that $10,000 towards college tuition can be deducted for on your New York State tax return, marriage, filing jointly. Call my office, 631-393-2888. 631-393-2888. Don't call. You don't get, if you know about it, you figure it out. But that's a way to do it. It's very, very important. 631-393-2888. As for me, Craig Ferentino, we'll be happy to help you with that at Craig James Financial. Because, we could think about this debt ceiling, but, in the end, we got bills to pay. Let's get these done. Let's see if we can do it in the most efficient way possible, lowering our taxes. That's a perfect way to do it, Jay.
No question. No question about it. It had to be done, though. You had to put something in play here. It's so apparent, though, the bottom line of all this, that the two sides are just not very friendly towards one another, have a very tough time trying to, in unison, accomplish something. They had to do it. They had to do it here. It's not a great deal, folks. The IRS is getting a chunk of money here. We know about that whole situation. The FBI, their budget has increased as well. We all know what's going on there with their refusal to provide Congress with a memo alleging that Joe Biden, then his vice president, took a bribe 12 years ago. So, there's so many little avenues here that I don't like. And the only way to get it under control, I hate to say it, back in the day, you get Republicans, with a majority in both situations there, the chambers, and you get your president. And they're really, that's the only way you solve this terrible situation. I hate to say it, but it is what it is, So we'll see what happens. Elections really are the elixir of it all, aren't they? When you think about it.
Well, it was the weird thing. Well, people voted and they still didn't get the result they wanted, which is very bizarre. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, I don't know. There's too many comparisons here, but you nod out on your show, Jay. Congratulations. I heard you getting an award. That's very exciting. We'll be talking more about that tomorrow.
Craig Ferentino of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. Remember that website, craigjamesfinancial.com. We will talk in the morning, Mr. Ferentino. Thanks so much.